Welcome to the Small Business Branding Podcast. Join experts from around the world as they share their years of experience in sales, marketing, and personal branding. Learn how you can grow your business and become the leader in your marketplace. Brought to you by smallbusinessbranding.com.
So I'm here with Tisha from Tisha Saves Time. Tisha has started her business in January 2006, and the reason I wanted to have Tisha on the call today is because she's done a really great job of branding her services and getting her name out there and just developing a business that's very professional. And whenever I think of transcription, anything that needs to be transcribed, I totally think of Tisha. So welcome to the call, Tisha.
Hi, Vera. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. So what did you do for a living before I love to hear success stories, okay? So what did you do for a living before you started your online business?
Oh, that's such a big question. I did lots of like office administrative type work. So, before I started my virtual assistant business, I guess I had quite a bit of experience as to what it would kind of be like to work at home because I had organizational skills, computer skills, things like that. But the year before I had started working from home, I was actually working at Walmart as an optometrist assistant, which that plays absolutely no part in anything that I do as a virtual assistant. But, you know, all the years of the administrative type work definitely played a huge part in my virtual assistant business.
So how long did it take you before you could quit your job?
Well, my story actually tends to be a little bit different than other people. I'm a single mom and Walmart had me working only 16 hours a week. Now, anybody that has kids, you know, even if you're married, you know how hard it is to raise kids and how expensive it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, working only 16 hours a week, it just was not paying the bills and it wasn't cutting it. So technically, I didn't have to worry about giving up this full-time income. So, you know, I pretty much kind of leaped in head first. I gave my 2 weeks notice in December of 2005. And by January, 2006, I was completely done as an optometrist assistant and working at home.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yes.
That was a big jump. So you took a very big jump, but at the same time, like you said, it's not like you're leaving a cushy 40-hour a week job. You know, it was easy to just say, okay, I'm just going to do this.
It was. And then I also, for anybody that has started, you know, their own business, you don't get rich overnight. It's a long process. It takes a lot of hours, you know, that you're not getting paid for. So I obviously was still at the point that, okay, I just left my part-time job that wasn't paying the bills, but now I've got this business that, you know, at that time I only had one client, and that was Kelly McCauzy, who actually helped me get up and running. So I still was at that point where, okay, I'm stressed out. I've got rent to pay. I need to buy food. You know, my son needs this. My son needs that. And in the beginning, I was only bringing in $300 a month for my Tisha Saves Time business. Mm-hmm. So I had to get resourceful and start thinking of ways that while I was building my business, that I could be bringing in more income. So I started doing odd and end jobs around my community. You know, I put an ad in the local paper for cleaning. So I took on a couple cleaning jobs on the side. I took on a babysitting job at my church that, you know, paid a little bit every month. I did babysitting for them weekly. I also ran errands for people. So it was just all about being resourceful in the beginning.
Wow. So how long was it then before you could drop all those little extras and just concentrate on your online business?
It was probably a good 6 to 8 months. It was quite a while. Yep.
It takes time. I mean, people who come online and you know what? I had the same stupid mindset when I had my retail stores and I'm sitting in the stores and I'm going, okay, cool. Online business. Yeah, I can do that. That'll be quick, easy. So not, it's still work.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, and when Kelly was talking to me back at that time, I didn't even realize that there was a possibility of working online and, you know, working from home. But as soon as we started talking about it, I was like, ooh, you know, there was all these dollar signs in my eyes. And it was like, oh, I'm going to get rich overnight. But that's so not how it works. And, you know, I used to be embarrassed to tell people this, but in the beginning when I started, because I was having to learn so many new skills, I was only charging $8 an hour for my services.
Right.
And I'm not embarrassed to say that anymore because I have come so far.
Totally. And, you know, and here's the thing. You've totally branded yourself, in my mind anyhow. You're a transcriptionist. Like, whenever I think I've got, like, a big transcription job or anything like that, I'm always emailing you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, can you transcribe this for me?
And I love that because that's exactly what I want. And, you know, it's so funny, Vera, because in the beginning, that's not what I started out doing.
Right.
I was strictly a virtual assistant. And I've always loved typing. You know, I remember back to, like, from seventh grade up to my senior year in high school, I always took typing and computer classes. And I laugh now, but I'll never forget my typing / computer teacher. You know, I was always the fastest typer in the class, you know, breezed through that class with, you know, straight A's. And the teacher said to me, he's like, you know, one day you'll be making money with your typing skills. And I just laugh now because I absolutely love transcription.
Isn't that funny?
It is. It's so funny. And to think, you know, from 4 years ago when I started my VA business to think now how I'm, you know, branded as the transcriptionist, it's funny and I love it.
So you definitely get a lot of clients needing the transcription then. So it's not just me. You definitely do get that. That's awesome. Okay, I have to tell you, in my typing class, I remember I did 13 words a minute and I was horrified because in my mind, I thought I'd be this great typist. Like, I'd be able to type anything, no problem. 13 words a minute. But the end of the semester, I was up to 35 and I got a certificate for the most improved, you know, in typing. And the funny thing is today I can do like 80. I don't know. It's fast.
That's funny. So,
isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is.
Anyhow, so I know you've touched on what you do, but please tell me a bit about your online business, only because I know you as a virtual assistant and I wanted to see everything that you're doing these days.
Yeah, like we said, you know, I'm mainly focusing on transcription. I still do have a couple other clients that I work with for some other VA administrative type skills. But other than that, you know, I'm just really focusing on the transcription aspect of things because that's my favorite thing of my business is doing the transcription. So I've just been spending, well, I shouldn't say that I've just been spending a lot of time marketing that because I'm still kind of, I guess, scared to get out there and market myself. Mm-hmm. So I play, quote unquote, a lot on like Facebook and Twitter, but I'm getting better about, you know, spending the time on marketing myself.
Right. And, you know, and marketing isn't just about one last out either. I mean, as you know, working with Kelly and other clients, it takes time to build that trust and you got to put yourself out there on numerous occasions, not just, you know, not just the once. And, you know, it's a process for sure.
Yeah. And I think, you know, this kind of is getting off the path a little bit, but when it comes to social media, I don't think that it's all about just getting out there and, you know, promoting yourself over and over and over.
For sure.
Yeah, for myself personally, if I'm following people on Twitter or Facebook and they just continue to, you know, throw a link out there to, oh, I'm selling this product or this is my service, you know, I tend to unfollow them because I truly think that social media is all about building a relationship. And like you said, Vera, it's all about, you know, people are going to buy from those people that they know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that whole relationship building comes in before you even feel comfortable to start, you know, mentioning, hey, I could help you. I do transcription or whatever service you offer.
Yeah, and I do the same thing. If someone's on Twitter and they keep blasting, hey, check this out. I did this. I did that. The only time I, you know, like I'll do every new blog post that pretty much goes up goes on my Facebook like page now. It's called. It's not called a fan page anymore. And I like that it's a like page now. And then it goes up on Twitter as well. And then I Twitter in and out of what's going on through the day. And I've been honestly, I've never had a fan like page before. So I've just been putting up all the blog posts and kind of doing like a Twitter thing up there a little bit. So see how that goes. But cool. So how has your online business changed?
Well, I think we kind of touched on that a little bit already too, but I'll expand on it a little bit. You know, like I said, back in the beginning when I started back in January 2006, it was strictly, I was focused on, you know, the basic virtual assistant type services, article marketing for people, you know, little things like that. And then, you know, within the last year, it's really changed from where I started to, you know, I'm just branding myself as focusing on offering the transcription services, but, and not just on that, even, you know, the whole aspect of being a business owner. In the beginning, even though I knew that that was my business and that's what I needed to pay the bills, I still looked at it more as, I guess, kind of like a quote-unquote hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a completely different mindset now when it comes to, oh my gosh, this is my business. You know, there's the bookkeeping aspect and just everything is so different than it was in the beginning.
Absolutely. And there's taxes, man.
Oh yeah. There's good old taxes.
But you know what? I'll never miss doing taxes for 5 stores.
Oh, I bet.
Oh my gosh. I remember.
I couldn't even imagine.
We used to have these tables in one of our stores and we used to line them all up and there was probably like, I don't know, they're like 6-foot tables and there was probably like 7 of them.
Oh.
And we had them just get paperwork all from one end all the way down. I should have taken a picture. I'm sure I do have a picture somewhere all the way down to the end. And
yeah, no, thank you.
Even though my husband's still grumbling, well, this online business stuff, you know, this is work to do taxes, but really it's nothing compared to what we used to do. But so, you know, what is, I know I shared with you a little bit before we started the recording that the biggest blessing for me was that when I developed the online business and my daughter got sick and had to go to the hospital all the time, I could just grab my laptop and go. And throughout the 2 years, I only missed one night away from her. And that's because I got a sore throat. And when you're on the oncology ward, you cannot be sick. Have no immunity. So I had to go home. But what's the biggest blessing for you in your online business?
Definitely the flexibility and being here for my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I mentioned, I'm a single mom, and I just remember right after I had Caleb, you know, here in the States, well, at least in Michigan, I'm not sure how the other states are, but, you know, you're only allowed 6 weeks off, and then you have to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
wow.
Immediately after I had my son, you know, it was 6 weeks later and I was going back to work. So from the time he was a newborn up until, oh gosh, I'm trying to think how old he was when I quit and came home. He would have been like 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for the first 6 or 7 years of his life, I missed everything. You know, his first words, him getting potty trained, all that was done by somebody else at a daycare center. Definitely the biggest blessing is being able to be here for my son now. And while I miss so many things, you know, the first part of his life, I'm able to take part in so much more now. And I think it's important, especially now that he's getting older.
Absolutely. That is great. what do you love the most? Like personally for you, I'm thinking like, you know, what about being at home and working from home? What, you know, is it the interaction with your clients? Is it, you know, being home and being able to watch Oprah or Dr. Phil, you know, or is it, you know, like the interaction with the women you've met? What is it that you love most about being at home and working from home?
Well, it's kind of all of that. You know, like I said just a minute ago, the flexibility. If I want to take a day off because I want to go hang out with friends, like, for example, a couple of my friends locally, you know, we took a girls' day out back in March. So just the fact that that flexibility, I can just get up and do that if I want, is awesome. But business-wise, it's definitely, you know, I've built friendships with the clients that I have. It's not just about having that business relationship. That and then just, I love being able to help other people. So knowing that the services that I provide, and it took me a long time to realize that, okay, yeah, I'm just doing transcription, big deal. But I am helping people. You know, they use my services to better themselves for whatever business that they're doing. And just that feeling, knowing that I'm doing something I love, but it's helping somebody else, I just love that feeling.
And you know what? I just have to say, you're quick. You're very quick. Like,
you.
If I get, here's Vera, Tisha, here's my email. Tisha, you know, I need something transcribed. I'll send it to you today. 4 days later, here you go, Tisha. And I've been always very happy with your service. So,
well, not that that's necessarily a unique selling point, but that's one of the things, like anytime I have a prospective client that comes to me that's looking for transcription services, that's one of the things that I like to focus on with them and let them know that, you know, most of the other people out there that that provide transcription services, you know, a couple of them I can think of off the top of my head, their turnaround time is 5 business days. For most of my projects, I can guarantee that I can have something back to you within 48 hours. So I like to, you know, kind of hone in on that and let them know, hey, I'm really quick.
You're quick and accurate.
Thank you.
So before I ask you the next question, I just want to say, okay, so working from home, I mean, we've been talking a lot of positives about it. For me, I do enjoy it, but I was starting, my husband could tell I was starting to get a bit depressive being at home all the time, because I really, truly am a people person. When I meet you, I'm like hugging you.
Yep.
You know, like I just love being around people. And I've been at home, and it's been a kind of a depressing situation too, right? It's not always, it's not easy to go through what we went through, which was, if you're listening and you don't know what I'm talking about, my daughter had cancer for 2 years. So that could get depressive for sure. So he's been kicking my butt out the door. And he, what I did was I took on a client who lives in the same area as I. And I go out to her house twice a week for 4 hours one day and 6 hours another day. And I help her inside her business. And I find it very interesting because she's a singer. She's a Christian singer. And so we're planning a tour, and she has all these CDs she's done. And it's just a whole new world. It's so much fun. And I really feel like I'm contributing in a positive way to the kingdom, right? To my Christian faith, right?
Right.
And so it's really cool. And so I do get out now a little more, and I go out to the church mornings on Tuesday mornings. And then, you know, I do some other stuff outside the house. So do you actually truly enjoy the day in and day out stuff? because
well,
I want,
I, yeah. Yeah. I giggle because, like I said, and I'm sure anybody that's listening can hear the passion in my voice when I talk about working from home. But like you were just mentioning, Vera, there is the downside to it too. And just like you, I'm a total people person. I'm very, very social. Mm-hmm. So it was almost like a complete culture shock to go from, you know, I'd been working from the time I was 14 years old up until, you know, I had left 4 years ago from the quote unquote corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a complete culture shock to go from being around people day in and day out to all of a sudden, oh my gosh, there is absolutely nobody around me anymore except for my son.
Right.
And so that's definitely been like the biggest downfall is, you know, just the not having people around me and not interacting every day with, you know, flesh and blood people. Don't get me wrong. I love like the daily interaction that I get with my online friends, but it's just completely different. So I've really had to force myself to make sure that I'm making time to get out and be social because a couple of years ago, I went through a pretty bad depressive state, and I'm pretty sure that one of the reasons was because I just was not around people, and I wasn't mm-hmm. making myself get out and be social.
Absolutely. So that's a, you know, it's great to work from home, but there is a different side to it, and I don't want to complain because, you know, it's truly wonderful to be able to work from home. But it's something that people need to kind of think about too, you know?
Exactly. And one other thing really quick too. So many people don't understand that, you know, there's tons and tons of hours and time that you put into your business that you can't get paid for. So that's, you know, like another downfall too is, I mean, there's days that I could spend 14, 15 hours on the computer, but only like 8 hours of that would be something that I could, you know, invoice a client for. So,
right, right.
You know, it's just a huge thing. And I think a lot of people, when, at least for me, when I'm talking to people around here, so many people don't understand the whole online thing, but you know, you start talking about, well, you know, I do this from home and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And once you start telling them that you're doing pretty good and you're making a decent living, you know, they instantly think, ooh, get rich quick. And it's not right. Like that.
Yes, absolutely. Don't paint me with that brush because that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
So do you have any advice for anyone wanting to get started and working from home?
I do. The biggest thing that has been a huge thing for me and my success is, you know, there's mentors that I look up to, you know, Kelly McCauzy, Alice Seba, Mila Sidman, you know, just find a mentor. And you have to be careful too. There's so many people out there and there's so much information out there. You obviously need to find somebody that's doing things the right way and, you know, not somebody, I don't know, doing things, I guess, sketchy,
right,
is what I'm trying to say. But, you know, just kind of, you know, you don't want to copy exactly what they're doing, but you want to find somebody that you look up to them and you want to emulate what they're doing in their business. And then the other thing that I would recommend is join some sort of mastermind group. I know that, you know, usually I'm used to talking to work at home moms or women that want to work at home. So I always mention mom masterminds, but obviously if there's men listening, mom masterminds isn't really for them. But just having that group there and just being able to go there to a safe place and, you know, mastermind with other people and throw ideas off them and get feedback. It's just been a huge thing in helping me to get where I am today.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I interviewed Kelly first, because if you notice on the podcast there, you know, mom masterminds, like she, at first, you know, she kind of said, oh, well, you know, your market might not be wanting to know about mom masterminds.
Uh-huh.
I thought, you know what? I don't really care. Like, I shouldn't say that. It's not that I don't care, but you know, it's something that I believe in and am passionate about. So why wouldn't I share it? And really, when you think about it, I had 5 retail stores and I was sitting in my stores looking over the resources in mom masterminds, trying to put together websites, you know, and it's totally changed my life. Right? I went
right.
from that to working from home. And I remember thinking, I remember the thinking of the hope and the potential and how I could do this from home. And I remember thinking of all those things. And when I look back, I go, man, you know, like I really didn't know what I was in for.
Yep.
You know, but yeah, it's just wonderful. And I'm just so thankful to have everything that I have. And, you know, I'm thankful for you, Tisha, because you're such an inspiration. And I remember when you were first starting, and I remember everything that you're doing and getting your website up and all of that, and putting your name out there. And I just really wanted to share you with the listeners here and the readers here, because you're not only are you like a super rock star transcriptionist, but you know, you really are a genuine person. And, you know, anyone listening who wants to start working from home, this is, like you said, it's not a get rich quick. This is a real business with real people. And did you want to share anything before we end today?
Yeah, just one more thing. Well, first I wanted to tell you, thank you. You're making me blush over here. And then just one more quick thing about, you know, somebody that's wanting to start working from home. I recommend, like I shared, my story was a little bit different because I was only working 16 hours a week. So it was easier for me to transition from the working outside the home to working at home. Mm-hmm. But for anybody that's thinking about it, I don't recommend that you just go into work one day and say, hey, I'm giving you my 2 weeks notice.
Right.
I recommend that you sit down and, you know, you don't have to necessarily write out a big, long business plan, but you definitely should sit down and think about, you know, what you want, research it, make sure that the services or whatever you're going to be offering is something that people are going to need. So just don't jump in head first, you know, think about it and make a plan and then, you know, work on building up that business before giving your notice.
Absolutely. And that's why I recently changed my report. You know, and I had a report, you know, when people opted into my newsletter, you know, get more traffic, blah, blah, blah. And then I had another report and now my report is success mindset. You need to have a success mindset before you can go for it. You know, like you need to change your thinking and realize this can and will happen if you put your mind to it.
Yeah.
So,
and there's, you know, working from home and being self-employed isn't for everybody.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It takes a special type of person to be able to be disciplined enough to do it.
Absolutely. Well, Tisha, I'm so thankful again that you came on the call with me today. And if anyone is interested in any of Tisha's services, please go to TishaSavesTime.com. Have a great day, Tisha.
Thank you so much, Vera. It was an honor.
Thanks for listening to the Small Business Branding Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and our newsletter so you don't miss any episodes. For more expert advice every day of the week, visit www.smallbusinessbranding.com to read our expert columnists and stay up to date on the latest branding and marketing news.